USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is cheering the House for mustering the votes to pass an extension of a coronavirus relief package.
At a time when many Americans are enduring significant economic challenges, this bill will help small businesses to keep millions of workers on the payroll.
Some of the money in the nearly $500 billion relief package provides loans to small businesses. Despite pressure from the mainstream media, Georgia is moving forward with plans to reopen the economy on Friday. Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan tells Fox News that officials are taking careful steps and that many business owners are eager to open, but in a safe way.
An overwhelming majority of these small businesses are not going to be able to open their doors right away. It's going to take time to spool up. It's going to take time to go find those servers. It's going to take time to find the labor to be able to clean and sterilize.
USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.